The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are always in the danger zone as an investor. You could always be at a spot where you're headed for trouble, but you're going to feel a lot better when David Trainer is your wingman. He is the president and founder at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And it's pretty simple. Most people will look at the top-down numbers and come up with something that they think is good. And
you are so good-looking.
That's what they're thinking. But David digs in at the bottom, the footnotes level, and works his way up, asking one basic question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, it's very possible. When the numbers are misleading, well, that makes a stock dangerous. And sometimes when the numbers are off, it makes a stock attractive because everybody else is thinking, oh, this is terrible. And David thinks it's headed for good things. But here on the Danger Zone, we talk about the ones where, yeah, not so good. The disconnect is one that could get people in trouble. If you want to find out more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Chuck. Good to be back.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Portfolio managers that ignore the details in 10-Ks and 10-Qs.
Danger, danger.
Portfolio managers who fail to analyze the details in 10-Ks and 10-Qs, the reports from their stocks. Now, the truth is, we'd like to think we're hiring fund managers to do this. Like, that's your job. But a lot of fund managers, well, they're momentum driven or they're looking at very specific things. So in some cases, it's style that is keeping them away. In other cases, they're just not digging far enough. Why is this dangerous and how does it show up?
So we have a study that shows recently, you know, how many filings that firms download. So we know that really almost half of all fund managers out there aren't even downloading the filings in any kind of significant way. Some folks aren't even looking at it. Those are probably technical folks. And then we find that even those people who are downloading findings, a lot of times they're not looking at the K's and Q's. Again, technical types that have different priorities. But if you want to be able to tell your clients that you're fulfilling the fiduciary duty of care, if you want to have a rigorous investment process, investment as opposed to and as distinct from trading process, then there's really no substitute for thoroughly analyzing 10-Ks and 10-Qs. So we're putting those folks in the danger zone because we're seeing that there's a greater awareness around analyzing Ks and Qs. There's a greater awareness around risk. Markets like the one we're experiencing these days prove that momentum and sentiment type strategies only work until they don't. And we feel like it's a good faith thing to have a rigorous investment process that takes into account free information, publicly available. Can you make a straight-faced argument as to why you should ignore important details in K's and Q's? I don't think you can. So we're putting those folks in the danger zone. And look, Chuck, you and I have talked for years about whether or not investors, fund managers do this kind of work. And this recent study shows that categorically, there are a lot of people that do not. We think it's time to pull back the curtain on these folks and be honest about what kind of risk they're putting their clients at.
I've always been somebody that pushes people to read their documents. Come on, folks. This is what you're doing. You're an owner. You should act like one, right? You know, you should never be surprised when something you own blows up in your face because you didn't pay attention to the owner's manual or what have you. And the 10-Qs and the 10-Ks are the owner's manuals, the updated owner's manuals on the stocks that you've got. But I do get it. If somebody's saying, oh, I'm a technical analyst, I'm a trader, I'm whatever, they're not looking at that information. I do think you could say there's a place in a portfolio for it. But taking this from your level, where fund managers who don't analyze the details, yes, they could be headed for trouble, but it might be their style, to the level of my audience, you could maybe justify, hey, here's a momentum-driven fund, and I want something that reflects momentum, so I'll own it. But you wouldn't want to have a portfolio where everybody whose fund you're buying isn't paying attention to the documents underneath.
That's right. I'm not here to say that fundamental research or, you know, fundamental due diligence should be 100% of your portfolio or your investment process. I'm really here to say it shouldn't be zero. And for a lot of folks, it's zero. And even if you are downloading filings, we know that it's effectively humanly impossible to analyze all of the data in those filings without using some of the latest in technology to go through that. And in the report that we use to back up our danger zone, as we always publish, we actually provide some really specific details on some really large cap companies on exactly what you're missing if you don't focus on or don't pay attention to the devil and the details of a mega cap company like Pfizer's 10K.
And can you quantify it? I mean, give us an example or carry that example out so that my audience understands.
Yeah, so going through the 2017 10K for Pfizer, we made 37 adjustments to the income statement with a dollar value of $23 billion, or 105% of your reported net income. The largest adjustment was a $10 billion, $11 billion one-time gain due to the impact of tax reform. Most people know that, but there were a ton of other non-operating and not on the income statement adjustments, including 14 related to pension data, where we found that Pfizer showed that they earned $1 million from a pension plan that last year cost them $39 million because they jacked up some of the assumptions in their pension plan, in particular, the expected return on plan assets. We saw Eastman Kodak do this back in 2010 in order to show earnings growth from a pension fund that was horrifically underfunded 9 months before it went bankrupt. So it's a really, you know, fairly insidious trick, right? You're basically robbing the employees to tell investors the business is doing better than it really is. That's just the income statement. We made another $187 billion worth of adjustments to the balance sheet, and 18 of those. $86 billion in adjustments for valuation related to debt, off-balance sheet debt, option liabilities, et cetera. So these are real numbers. And what we're seeing when firms like Institutional Shareholder Services buy firms like EVA Dimensions, the market's starting to pay more attention to fundamentals. And we're glad to see studies talking about how many filings firms download. The next step in all this is recognizing the need for technology to really adequately and realistically access and analyze all the details in these filings.
There's
good to know the filings are important. It's more important to understand why they're important.
There's one other question here as well. You pointed out in the case of Pfizer, the one-time adjustment for tax reform. That right now has got to be in pretty much every report, right? There's got to be some sort of an adjustment on a whole bunch of stocks, like far more stocks that might have an adjustment in any ordinary period would presumably have to be doing one now because of tax reform, correct?
That's correct.
That makes it that much more important right now to do this.
It absolutely does, because it affects different companies in different ways. In fact, we published a couple reports a month or so ago identifying the companies that tax reform will help, identifying the companies that tax reform will not help, which you can only get from looking at details related to the net deferred tax liability. A number itself, which has been just kind of whacked out for a long time because of arcane accounting, crazy accounting, and just accounting loopholes that people can take advantage of. But the takeaway is, yeah, taxes are big. It's a present and long-term future issue.
Yeah, and the basics of it are, if you couldn't find what David was talking about in a 10K or a 10Q, you need your fund managers to be doing it, and that is why he has put fund managers that don't analyze details in 10Ks and 10Qs in the danger zone. If you want to learn more, you can get information at newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks, and they're on Twitter at newconstructs. David, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure, Chuck. I'm looking forward to it.
The Money Life Market Call is next with Mark Yusko from Morgan Creek Asset Management. Stay tuned.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.